Ajumpa Sri is asking us to to give value that in order to establish all the sentient beings in the perfect Buddhahood, in order to attain the perfect Buddhahood, which is a state completely free from all the illusion and confusion, and it is perfect of all the perfect blisses. And we achieve the, we attain it for the sake of all the sentient beings.
Or sanje sentient tamche sanje je kompa nga ko sangu gunwa te ko sambakap je tandan de sanje de kande je resa na sanje se ju te tinem phunang tang donga tham je le tharwa deva tamba deva lan me ba jurwa me de deva to pe yin te te la ten sanje se resa.
Concerning the meditation, the Buddha says there are, although there are different stages, stages of meditation, different levels. And however, the actual meditation, the final meditation, the ultimate meditation is the meditation on the ultimate nature of our own mind.
Then on a same day, look the yummy, you know. Then Nam Dot is a candidate, Sana Nyam Ninja Tom, Mato, but one day, then Nam Dot not so what it is. Same nail of the Nyam Yves, same the nail of Siginam, same the nail of the Siginam Yina Yang, Siginam Ninja Tom, the Mato, but one day, then they don't need that Zami, need that gun. Granny, me last over, then you need to get, then I'm not so good.
And the ultimate nature of the mind, or the true nature of the mind, is oneness, equality. Mm-hmm. Equality, yes. Or equality, or equality of samsara and nirvana, what you call the cycle existence and liberation. So, and due to not knowing, or because of not knowing the true nature of the mind, so then many dualistic conceptions arise, such as friends and enemy, good and bad. And higher and lower, superior and inferior, and so on. Then these dualistic emotions or dualistic concepts give rise to negative emotion. Many dualistic concepts that arise in our everyday life. For example, the concept of due to enemy, and concept of anger is focusing is. Anger arises due to friends and attachment and arises. And why the difference? This different concept arises in everyday life because this is because of our. In fact, that is a sign of the true nature of mind. The fundamental nature of the mind is a oneness equality. And the reason why the true nature of the mind, other than I would say. And in everyday life, two kind of concepts arise in our everyday life. The anger and aversion, due to enemy, and attachment and desire, and so on, due to the friends. So the reason why the two kind of concepts which contradict each other is. Why they arise? Because this is a sign that the true nature of our mind is equality. So if we are successful to meditate on the true nature of the mind, which is equality, so then we can achieve we cannot be changed by the negative emotions, different conceptions such as aversion, anger, and attachment, desire, and so on. He thinks that to realize this true nature of the mind, which is equality, is not only important only in the Buddhism or for Buddhist. It's important for all the people who follow different faith and religion. Even those who say that who do not have any religion, who do not believe in any religion or any spiritual path, for them also it is very important to realize and understand. The reason why we would say that whether one is a Buddhist or non-Buddhist or one do not believe in any religion or any spiritual path, spiritual being, as far as this suffering or depression is concerned, So everybody experiences, everybody has it. So to deal with the to deal with the suffering and the depressions that we experience in everyday life, and it is important for everybody to know the or to understand and realize the true nature of the mind.
Guruji
says even those people who are very even those who are most intellectual people, like he knows how to go on the moon and who can produce different kinds of very mechanisms or machines, and even those who are able to go on the moon, on the planets, and on other planets, and they also should be should realize the true nature of the mind, because they also have sufferings. And even those who has in present lifetime, who has no any sufferings, who has a very, who possess all the material possessions, all the objects that he wished, and who has very good health, also this person, such person also should realize the true nature of the mind, because the happiness that they possess is changeable into the suffering. Concerning the meaning of equality of the true nature of the mind, so there are five different graded path. The reason why this path is called the path of accumulation, or this period is called the path of accumulation, because during this period and we do one accumulate merit and remove all the ways that obscure the realization of the true nature of the mind. So then after the when we understood the true nature of the mind through through study, through reflection, contemplation, and contemplation, so then we do meditation on it. So meditation on the true nature of the mind. So then, from the time when we start the meditation on the true nature of the mind, after the understanding or after the attainment or after we obtain the conviction regarding the true nature of mind, that till the realization of the actual or the direct realization of the true nature of the mind, and that period, between this period, is called the path of what you call it? Junction, yes. And on this path, the path of junction, one achieve very extensive years. Experience concerning the true nature of the mind or the equality. The reason why this period is called the path of junction, because it is the path which joins you to the path which is actual and direct realization of the true nature of
mind.
And when the true nature of the mind, which is equality, is directly realized, and then that very state of realization is called the path of seeing. The reason why this path is called path of seeing, because the true nature of the mind, which you have never seen before, is seen here newly. And newly and directly. So that's why it is called the path of seeing.
Then, Nyamni de Tong was on the door, Tetene, Tanda Yangi and the Gomber Sabin Necapso, and Gomlans.
So this path of seeing and the path of meditation, these two paths, is
called.
The reason why these two paths, which are called collectively as the path of noble, or noble path, noble label, sorry, the level of noble being, because the first two paths, that is the path of accumulation and the path of junction, yes. These two are the ordinary level, yes. Yes, ordinary level, yes. And comparing to this one and the last two parts, that is the part of seeing and the part of meditation, are superior and far superior, yes. From that point of view, these two parts is called
And
the first level is called the first
Rabdu Gava Segoje the Karasana Nar Namdu Yantong Manyong Be, then the same general Yami the Tome.
And
Tene rangi nyami ji tong toga top je yin je, senjin yin je yang tong si toga, ta toga ri hi de, tene rabdu gawa chi par ten shung nis.
Giri sun?
Tene gomna te la sa nipa prema me ba nye, toga chu je ten di par kye, gomna sa goye.
And concerning,
tene ta sa kyo de giz kare hi nis.
So then Rinpoche says
Karayi.
So the fifth path is called
Lansi Jute Nyamni Jitokwa Nyamni Jitokwa Thar Sente Tene Lana Lop Mugupa Lan Thar Sente
And
Tene Lop Nyamni Jitokwa Tote Tokwa Thar Sente Trunan Dungan Pakshatan Jepa Tante Tzawa Ne Ta Ken Tene Tanda Nyamni Jitokwa Nyamni Jitokwa Tene Thar Sente.
So in brief, Rinpoche says this path, this path, and where the, all the in brief, this level, is the level. The path where Rinpoche says through the perfect and complete realization of your true nature of the mind, and one become free from, completely free from, become free from confusion, illusion, and suffering, and all the very subtle negative, what do you call, negative habitual tendencies.
In
Mahamudra, Rinpoche says that the five, there are another five, equivalent, what you call, fat or level, which is called the.
Yeyeres, tangbo yeyeres. Sajitimilova. Namjer yeyeres.
There are four yogic path, what we call, four path of yoga.
Namjer jalam tangbo, namjer tangbo tele, tsejik sigiri. Tsejik hibe, tanda karra sana, tsejik nielo, nyamni jitona.
So the first yogic level, yogic path, is called the one-pointedness. One-pointedness. So the reason why this yogic path is called one-pointedness, because here one become completely free from the external, all the distraction, and one can abide in the true nature of the mind, one quantity, without being, without disturbance, without obstruction. Concerning this one,
I don't know.
So then this
send the nelu gimi tsarar to toba sini kura in the song ya send the nelu gimi tsarar to toba sini kura in the song
sinja de yo ma
ah
sinja de yo ma But you say that the characteristic of what you call trudal or simplicity is the is the realization of the true nature of the mind as baseless, as origin, as a origin, as without origination.
The nature of the young, Chunga, the day that he was on this.
And the concerning
God, Nandu Sumba Tela, Roger and Nandu service.
So the third yoga is
the Karasana. Yinzing in Namdo Tamke, Yinzing in Namdo Am, Yinzing in Namdo Tamke, same the name of Yamiki, Yinzo, Korea, Korea, Nam, Roger is.
So Rinpoche says, in fact, here, one tasteness and equality. In fact, by meaning itself, by meaning there are differences. Only words are different. So here, one tasteness means. And through the realization of the true nature of the mind, and all the dwellers, the liberation of all the dualistic conception in the state of the true nature of the mind, which is equality, is called the one tasteness. Collapse all the dualistic walls.
Then it grants a mambo cassette on a roaching matto, your mother, roaching to none.
For example, amateur and no matter is the quantity of the honey in a certain container is, or the amount, no matter the amount is quantity, no matter is big, you know, how much it is big, or great, but taste is one that is sweet. So,
Gomza Dang, Gomzi Jin Zimba, Tamji the Prova Topa Tin Sini. Oh, the name Gomi in Bachanis.
So, the characteristic of in the non meditation yoga, and one has to achieve. Has to achieve the state free from meditation, free from distraction. And since all the different kind of thoughts and conceptions have become free from, liberated in this state of in the state of equality, it is called non-meditation or meditation less.
Tokso tamje nyamni ji yin so, dhova kapso, tene namto rangsin bachye te yin yinyak me.
So when all the conceptions and the thoughts become liberated in the expanse or in the state of equality, then no any
thought, sorry, thought is, and the concept can will arise.
Tene te nanjor ge je che te tene jangwa go rin ta ye che song ki ye le tene ji su te che to ji 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 jangwa go rin ta ye song ki ye song 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 Gomi chung nandu, gomi deng nandu, gomi chepi nandu to som.
So this state, what is called the meditation, less or non-meditation, is also three types of the lesser, the middling, and the superior.
Gomi chepi nandu te tene, ta, ten dorjin chane sabiris. Ten dorjin chane kapan.
So the greater or the superior and non-meditation level is the level of Buddha Majidhara.
Here, there is Tripa Chimbu Lokya Lam Nga Tang Sajya Chimbu Lokya Namjur Yedri Dor Diki Tripa Chimbu Lokya Tripa Chimbu Lokya
And Ram and Buddha said, if you have a question, you can ask him to be seven in the
Kinnei nang tong te, so si jebi sa la, kinnei nang tong, jinten pa yere, pa ka sa la, kinnei nang tong, jinten pa yere.
And what it says concerning the Shine and the Lakdong, and the Shine and the Lakdong in the which is not actual, but which corresponds, which corresponds to the actual Shine and Lakdong, that exists or that that is one can realize, one can realize it. Yes, even in the ordinary level, that is Solam and Jolam, you know, part of accumulation and part of as far as the junction is, and ordinary level. Then, as far as the actual Shine and Lakdong is concerned, so it is realized in the noble levels. That is the part of seeing only.
Door don ta lakdong sini pa te toni ji tong sum to ngon sum do to ba am. Yana sentinel, Yami to Tongo, Sumitobati, Tantong Tinida, Adam Mat.
You say the actual realization of the of Lakdong is the realization of the true nature of the mind, the direct realization of the true nature of the mind, or the direct realization of the ultimate truth, the voidness. Voidness.
Tantong, Sigiti, Karas, and Atake, Tonga. Pardon, do you know about it? Do you think? So I don't need the tongues on the toy on the Namdok part of Mande Patin, like a tongue in the head.
So in Buddhism, which is what Lakdong means by
Namdok Mande Patin. In Mata and Namdok.
And Lakdong, where you see Lak, Lak means is an adverb, Lak means an adverb, which means clearly. And Tong means see, you see the thing that clearly. Means without being obstructed, or without being obstructed by the conceptions and the thoughts, the actual reality, you see the reality as it is, or you can say directly, in the same way, to see clearly. Seeing clearly or seeing directly your Siddhartha.
Then, Dene, call that one that was his Sena. Dene, Sagar and Toma there, Hona never. Dene, Nantong took on Tarsim by the Sanji. Then Tarsim wrote it. Lagar Toma Tango, then Hona is it. They talk about the Nantong and Tarsim with Sanji.
So, Rimuk says in simple language, one can say that when you see the reality, the ultimate truth directly, that happens in the first level of the Bodhisattva. So, then that's the Thakam, the beginning of the Thakam. And when your Thakam becomes completely perfect, so then one becomes Buddha. And the perfect Thakam, perfection of Zaban takes place when Buddhahood is achieved.
Dami ke sirv ji ye wa tham ki ke kya dami tum ko naam la se ki to ne to kya ni sine re.
So if you apply shine in example to the meditation of the non-self entity, so then the complete complete freedom, complete freedom from the external distractions, and then mind, when the mind abides one pointedly on the object, that is a shilin.
Nantong te sen te ki to neba ti te ni hirap ki hirap trawa te lango.
So then concerning Lakdong, which is when you are completely, when you are abiding on the object, concentratively and one pointedly, without being distracted by any external and internal things. And then a very subtle and very sharp and subtle wisdom arises. From that state, he says there should be something to rise. Not So in Greek, Rinpoche says, and when our mind abides on the object, one pointedly, as a result, complete being, after becoming completely free from the distractions. So then, from that state, a very a subtle wisdom, and wisdom, yes, which discriminate the phenomena, yes, arises, and that is the Lakdong. That arisal of the subtle and very sharp discriminating wisdom is called Lakdong, and that's called the arisal of the it is said that in the meditation that the arisal of Shine as a discriminating wisdom is called is Lakdong. Word by word translation. Literally. The arisal of the Shin or arisal of Shine.
Kapso, Hirap Trava Lama Kapso, Nantong Tinibamara, Karasan, Hirap Trava the Lama Kapso, Namdo Gdewa is Namdo.
And how you
Namdo Chavati Lanting Tidewa is.
And how you are, it says, this arises of the discriminating wisdom, which discriminate, which examine the phenomena, is not actual or not real lakton, because it is also obscured by a very subtle concept, conceptions or conceptions. And then if you apply this Xinian Lautong to the meditation or meditation on the true nature of the mind, so then the mind's complete abiding, yes, one-pointedly on the true nature of the mind is Xinian, and then a clarity arises spontaneously from that state, is a lakong, luminous clarity.
Tene jenya, kene kande je gomna ti teni, neba ti teni, shira krava, krava je pa je ono shila sindu, sindir, rao, yinten pa rao desu.
And besides the Umbuddha says, so, and whenever you do any kind of meditation, the Buddha says that the mind's complete abiding, you know, on the object, one-pointedly, without being distracted, without free from distraction is Shine. And then, from that state, a very subtle wisdom, which by characteristic, you know, which always discriminating, which examine the phenomena, is the Shine, Lakton. Without arisal of this clarity or this discriminating, subtle discriminating wisdom, if you find only abiding, so that's Shine. When you find your mind complete abiding on the object one-pointedly, that abiding one-pointedly is Shine. So these are the simple explanations without involving much deeper level, but a simple explanation. And
Sanyu
Zongbe, Tewa Nyu Zong. Marapa. Marapa. Tewa Nyu Zong, 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 Tewa